doesn't much matter. Sanders in back of his cage. Snaps a long pass ahead, stolen by Kaprizov, who tips in. The final seconds winding down. The Minnesota Wild get back in the win column. They hang on and beat the Ottawa Senators 3-2 here in St. Paul. As Marc-Andre Fleury gets the win. And Vinny Lettieri on the back half of the third period with the eventual game-winning goal.
What a difference a few days makes after a heartbreaking Saturday afternoon here in St. Paul. All smiles from the crowd of 17,000, 18,000, leaving the X very, very happy. And we head up to the Al Shaver press box. By the way, I'm Zach Halverson in the Bob Kurtz Radio Center, filling in for Kevin Faulness and Tom Reed up in the Al Shaver press box. Tom, what an effort in that third period and really throughout the game, too, by that fourth line.
Yeah, I have to give a lot of credit also to the Ottawa Senators. I thought they come in and they put a very strong game trying to extend their winning streak to six, but Minnesota did a good job of what they had to do. And that fourth line was really, really good. They got two of the three goals in this hockey game. They made it work for themselves. Each of those players were a plus two in this, and it's nice to see them getting rewarded. So often the people on the fourth line don't get a lot of recognition, but I thought tonight that those guys really made a difference.
This has been a problem for the Wild in these third periods, Tom, where they've had a lead and they give it up, and then it all, you know, heck breaks loose, and next thing you know, it goes from a Wild lead to a opponent lead. They did give up that lead, but they got it back. What did they do different today to seal this one in regulation?
Yeah, I really think that they just said, you know, enough's enough of this, guys. We've got to win this hockey game. They have to come out. Remember, they're not playing against a very good hockey club either, but they have been playing well as of late. We talk about confidence in this game, and I think the Ottawa Senators certainly had some of that coming into this tilt here tonight. But Minnesota, you know, did what they had to do, and that's to win the hockey game. And at the bottom line, people see the paper tomorrow morning, they see, oh, Minnesota won 3-2. Must have been a heck of a game. Not that it was a great game, but it was a game that Minnesota was very appreciative of winning this one, and they got a lot of help from their goaltender also, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah, let's talk about him. It's funny, you look at the stat sheets that they give out before every game, and his stats barely fit on the sheet. There's just so many digits. Game number 1,022 for him in his career. Win number 561. The numbers are crazy, but it just shows the respect that this team has for him, and he obviously a big part for yet another NHL victory for him.
Well, yeah, and he's got the respect certainly of his teammates, but he's got the respect also of all those other teams that are out there, and they know full well how he can play and how he can make a difference in a hockey game, and Marc-Andre Fleury has done exactly that. You know, if you go back also, when he first got picked up by in the expansion draft by Vegas, he was in the net when they won that first game. It was in Dallas. That was their first victory as a new team, and he stopped 45 out of 46 shots coming that way, and he was absolutely terrific in that hockey game. So right now Minnesota's fortunate enough to have him, but everyone, I think, kind of contributed here today. It wasn't an outstanding game to watch. It had a little bit of roughness to it, but nothing that we haven't seen in the past. But nice to get that that 2 points of the victory for Minnesota.
The number one star tonight, Zach Bogosian. You guessed it, Tom. I mean, this was a really good game for him, and that pass to set up Mason Shaw there back in the first period, that was incredible.
Yeah, but it isn't just this game. He's played so well for Minnesota. You can see right now how he's handling the puck. He's got confidence in his game. He's moving the puck. He's making the pass. He's jumping up the play. He's doing the things you want from a defenseman. At the same time, he's protecting that defensive zone. He's a big body at 6'3", about 225 pounds, and he's one of those guys that really has brought a little more of a good attitude to this hockey club also. He just wants to compete and be a part of it, and he's done a good job for the Wild.
Taking a look at the standings now, again, not likely, but still possible. The Wild move up to 81 points. They're behind the Kings now at 87, so 6 points behind L.A. here with 8 games to go for both teams. The Kings will play tomorrow night before the Wild host the Avalanche on Thursday. What do you see when you look at the standings?
Yeah, and you look at the Kings. That's another team that Minnesota's going to have to play in L.A. They're going to go out there one more time. Of course, Minnesota's got 2 games coming up with Denver. They've got one with the San Jose Sharks. They've got one with Chicago. They've got they've got some games here that they may have a opportunity to pick up some points here and keep on going. The thing is, you don't just stop. You know, you want to keep on going, and you don't let the chips fall where they may. But you have to earn your points, have to earn your stripes here. So hopefully this goes a long way. It's going to be an interesting game come Thursday night here with Colorado in town.
And Tom, real quick, your catalyst of the game?
I'm going to go with that fourth line again. I just thought that those three guys played so well together. Lucchini in that center ice position, Letteri and Shaw getting a well-deserved round of applause, you know, certain from his teammates for getting that goal. It's been over a year since he had his last goal. Of course, he's had the knee surgery. He got hurt last April and only had to play a few games for Minnesota this year, but he does exactly what he has to do, which is a good thing, and he gets a goal tonight. He's got to be pretty happy.
Well, Tom, thank you very much. Let's hear from Mason Shaw as we send it over to Joe O'Donnell.
All right, thanks, Alvy. Joined outside the Wild dressing room by one of the goal scorers tonight, Mason Thomas Shaw, the pride of Wainwright, Alberta. How are you, bud?
I'm great, Joe. I'm even better. Well,
let me turn up your mic a little bit more. Maybe I'd be doing a better job. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. I'm glad to be sitting here with you right now.
I'm glad you're here as well, my friend. Congrats on your first goal of the season. Long time coming for you to get back here. Of course, we talked about that a few weeks back when you made your debut. But to just get a goal, to feel like you can contribute more for this hockey team when you find the score sheet, of course, it's not everything, but I'm sure it's important for you. Let's start with the play. Nice pass by Zach Bogosian. What'd you see?
Yeah, I think I owe Bogo dinner after that pass. That was quite the saucer pass there. So, Luch, a great play on the wall, and then Bogo just put it on a platter for me. So they made it pretty easy, and I just had to take care of my job. And obviously, anytime you can contribute on the score sheet, you know, that's a great feeling. And obviously, the first one of the year for me, you know, it probably took longer than I would have liked, but nonetheless, it felt really good, and I'm glad I could help the team in any way possible.
When you've been in the lineup and played with Vinny Letteri and Jake Lucchini, you guys have had a lot of zone time. Feels like you've created opportunities, maybe haven't always finished as much as you'd like, but how's the chemistry been?
Yeah, I think it's good now. I mean, I've, you know, this is a new coaching staff, new system from what I was used to when I was here last year. So obviously that takes time to figure it out. But Jake and Vinny do a great job. I feel like we kind of play similar games. By no means are we towering over anybody, but it's a good blend of, you know, Luch is a great center. Vinny can shoot the puck, and I just try to get my nose dirty and find those guys. So hopefully moving forward, more success on the score sheet. But obviously we know what our role is on this team.
Talking with Mason Shaw on the postgame show, the Wild hang on to beat the Senators 3-2 here in St. Paul. In the third period, the game was 2-2. You get in on the forecheck, caused a little bit of havoc, ends up on Letteri's stick, and he scores the eventual game winner. So from the standpoint, you get a goal, but also help factor into another one. What'd you see on that sequence, and how nice was it in the third in a tie game to have the trust of the coaching staff to go out there?
Yeah, I think that was a really, you know, that was a big goal for not only our line, but our team. You know, the game wasn't exactly the prettiest thing that we've played in a long time, but at the end of the day, this time of year, all that really matters is 2 points. So the play itself, just tracking down a D-man, put some pressure on him, he turned it over, and I don't know how that puck found Vinny, but he made no mistake with it. So, yeah, big goal for Vinny, big goal for the line, and even bigger to help the team get 2 points, which is really all that matters this time of year.
How good was Marc-Andre Fleury, particularly late? They pulled their goaltender. They won a lot of faceoffs. They had some looks to the net, and that guy you guys call the Flower is pretty calm back there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was amazing. He's probably the main reason we got our 2 points tonight. So anytime he's in the back of the net, but with both our goalies, but especially Marc-Andre, you know you're giving yourself a chance to win. So another outstanding performance by him. That's, you know, number bazillion,
yeah,
from him.
Countless
so,
times.
I got a little retribution to get back on him from a prank he played on me at practice the other day. But for today, I'll just say he was our best player for
okay.
sure.
Okay, all right. He's got a new target now, does he, Marc-Andre
yeah.
Fleury?
Yeah, he started a war. He kind of knew him left and he needed to find someone else. So now it's on me to follow up, and he better watch his back, I guess.
I love that. Quickly, onto the Jules Eriksson-Brady Tkachuk battle that was transpiring throughout that game. Tkachuk laid a big hit on Eriksson-Ek. Little late, kind of hit him into the glass from a tough angle. Eriksson-Ek never backs down, as we know. What did you see as the game kind of moved along between those two in particular and playing against a guy like Brady Tkachuk, who's a hard-nosed customer, and obviously he's going to finish every hit?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the premier power forwards in our league for a reason, and he's obviously going to make every shift hard when he's out there, but, you know, I think in Ecker, he does that just as well, if not better. So every night Ecker is in a war. He knows what it takes to succeed in this league, and I mean every single night he's our horse, and we call him a machine for a reason. So he doesn't back down from anyone, and he drags his teammates into the fight. So if we all match Ecker's compete and willingness to do whatever it takes to win, we're going to give ourselves a good chance to win every night.
You're probably a little better at hockey and Spending time on the farm than you are at math. That's not a knock on you, but you know the math here for the Wild. It's tough, right? You pretty much have to win out. You're going to need some help on top of that. How, as a player, have you tried not to focus on that stuff and just go about each game as they present themselves?
At this point, I mean, we know what's at stake. We know the position we're in, so it's kind of like F the outside noise and just come to rink every day and work and, you know, let the chips fall where they may, because obviously it's not a great situation, but all we can control is coming to the rink every night and getting wins. So we took care of the first one this week, and obviously we have two more big ones this week starting Thursday. So block out the outside noise, come to work, enjoy each other, be good teammates, work your ass off, and let the chips fall where they may.
Really appreciate you doing this. I think you said it best when we first got on. It's always nice when you're sitting next to me. It means good things have usually transpired. Congrats on the goal and the win here tonight over Ottawa.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Joe.
That's Wild forward Mason Shaw. The Wild beat the Senators 3-2. Back to you, Halvey.
Thank you very much, Joe. Joe O'Donnell with Tom Reed's Catalyst of the Game. Mason Shaw, the Catalyst of the Game, is presented by Catalyst Supply Company, building materials and install support for the modern professional. And for joining us tonight on the Wild Post Game Show, powered by Xcel Energy, Mason Shaw is going to get a gift certificate to Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub, open for dine-in or takeout. Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub, located at the corner of West 7th and Walnut. You can enjoy twofers during all hockey games. Swing by or order online at tomreeds.com. The Wild take down the Ottawa Senators 3-2 in thrilling fashion here in St. Paul. We'll continue with the Wild Post Game Show next. This is Wild Hockey, presented by Xcel Energy.
Great. Kaprizov trying to catch him, and a left pad save by Fleury, robbing Ridley Gray, and he keeps his game tied at two.
That sounded a lot like a Marc-Andre, beautiful save, Marc-Andre Fleury. That is the Toyota Save of the Game, presented by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Minnesota Wild. We welcome you back to St. Paul. The Wild take down the Ottawa Senators 3-2. Marc-Andre Fleury playing phenomenal tonight, stopping 30 of 32 saves as he will get victory number 561. He is standing by with Kevin Gorg.
He might not have been busy in the first 20, but he sure was in the last 40. Marc-Andre Fleury, a lot of talk this morning about trying to run the table, win the last nine. You got to win the first one to do it. How good does it feel?
It's good. It's good to be home, you know, in front of our fans, get a win, right? It's nice. We're still battling, you know, trying to stay in this race a bit and one win at a time.
And you mentioned the fans. There was a waved-off goal in the third period that really woke everybody up, got the building going. The players seemed to feed on that. A couple minutes later, Vinny Lettieri scores that goal. How much do you guys feed off the 18 or 19,000 here?
Yeah, it's always great. You know, definitely that was a little bit frustrating, you know, trying to get the lead here in the game. But I love all the way the fans react, and guys kept pushing. Vinny got a huge goal for us.
Ottawa's got some terrific talent. We saw it with the extra attacker. How difficult is it for a goalie to find that puck when you've got all those bodies in the slot in front of you?
I did find them all. You know, some of my defensemen block a lot of shots too, right? So that's always a huge help for me.
You made 30 saves and a lot of big ones tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Thank you.
Marc-Andre Fleury, career win number 21 against Ottawa.
Our thanks to Kevin Gorg as we welcome him back to the Bob Kurtz Radio Center, trying to do our best here to not take for granted that we have an absolute legend between the pipes here in St. Paul. Marc-Andre Fleury had another great game still to come in the Wild postgame show powered by Xcel Energy. We're going to hear from head coach John Hines, a much happier John Hines here coming up in the postgame show. You're listening to Wild Hockey presented by Xcel Energy. Wild beat the Senators 3-2. Welcome back to the Wild Postgame Show. Here's John Hines, the postgame presser, already in progress.
Works hard every day, practices well, plays in the hard areas of the game. And, you know, it's nice that was a big goal for us. I mean, we didn't have much going on until then, and that was good. Obviously, Vinny's goal was big, so that line was effective tonight, so it was good to see.
Talk about that line, but just how important is it to get secondary scoring, especially now?
Yeah, it's critical. I mean, we haven't had a lot of secondary scoring all year long, and I think that's, you know, probably attributed to some of the situations that we're in now. You know, we've been pretty top-heavy as far as the goal scoring has gone and the point production, and you can see in a night like tonight where, you know, those guys, I mean, we get one, but, you know, there's not a lot going on in the game, but that's how you win games, is you got to have a, you have a team that, you know, can compete in all areas. But obviously tonight, the biggest difference was the secondary scoring.
PK struggles kind of continue. What are you looking to do to tweak that and maybe make that?
Yeah, I just think there was a, it was just a couple blown assignments, you know, on the PK. So that's something we'll certainly go back to and address and make sure we're tightened up on those areas. And, you know, it's like in different areas of the game, you know, that struggled tonight. And a lot of it, it comes down to the discipline of details of exactly, you know, in the critical moments and the critical situations, we didn't have a couple good reads.
It wasn't the same game as Saturday, but, you know, to give up that tying goal in the third, but to respond this time, you know, before overtime or needing overtime, some measure of growth, of some measure of, like you said, managing the details and managing the game, or... Progress, I guess, from getting back into that situation and doing better this time.
Well, that's a good question. I'd like to go through that. You know, I don't necessarily. I think we gotta. You know, we scored the goal, but I still think our game in general needs to be tightened up in a lot of areas going into Colorado.
Speaking of that Fleury save and the third on the shorthand breakaway. I mean, obviously. Give up the lead, that might have been kind of the end right there.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I thought Flower really battled in there, and it was a key save at a key time, but I think it was a little indicative of the game. You know, we have a power play, and then, you know, we make a decision and then give up basically a half a breakaway and come up with a big save there. So, you know, to answer your question, I wouldn't necessarily say it was huge growth. We found a way to get a goal and get some big stops, particularly late on the power play on the 6-on-5. So we got to continue to grow in that area of understanding, you know, playing winning hockey and what it takes to win and regularly. And at times we stray from it. We stray from it sometimes in games. And I thought, you know, tonight we strayed from it. In a lot of different areas throughout the game. So, but we found a way to win the game, and that's important. That you have to sometimes, not every game is going to be great either, but you have to find a way to win games. And tonight we did that. Now we can regroup, and we got to be better against Colorado.
John, how do you go about instilling that then? Like, is that a training camp thing into a season to sort of get the team for what you're talking about, where you want them?
Well, I mean, one of the advantages of coming in mid-season is you're going through and you're seeing live the goods, the bads, the growth areas, whether that's individual players, whether that's the team, the mentality, what truly needs to happen. And I think it gives you an opportunity to, you know, reassess and assess things. And also, yeah, that it certainly does. It starts when you first get here. We're going through those things. But a lot of times that doesn't happen overnight. You know, there's a lot of things that have to go into that, and what you preach and what you do and guys understanding and then have an opportunity to do it consistently. And, you know, that's something that has been ongoing this season, but will certainly be, you know, I think revamped over the summer and obviously going into next year.
Losing Foligno for the year, obviously, I know there's a handful of games. So what kind of impact can that have on your team?
Well, I mean, Marcus is I give him a lot of credit. He came and was playing pretty banged up, obviously, as we saw the result of what the news was going to be today. And he's an emotional leader. He's one of the captains. He's what he brings on the ice is hard to replace. And, you know, hopefully his recovery is good. And to get a healthy Marcus, you know, when he goes through all his rehab and things like that is going to be important. But, you know, we got to move on and continue to try to win games here now.
Did you hear about Shaw before he came up? You'd never met him, I'm guessing, before.
No, I never met Shaw. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a story.
Yeah.
What did you expect, and is he what you expected?
Yeah, Shawzy was, you know, heart and soul type of player, kind of what he brings. He's a very competitive player, brings energy to the team, responsible, great teammate. You know, everybody loves him, the teammates, the staff. And, you know, getting the opportunity to coach him now and get to know him and see him every day, that's exactly what he is. He's just a guy that loves the game, tremendous competitor. He's done it the hard way. And you can see that's everything that he does from a hockey perspective is reflective of that. And then getting to know him as a person, I mean, he's a fantastic, fantastic person, loves the game, has a lot of perseverance. So, you know, it's been a pleasure to work with him so far.
Thanks, John.
All right, have a good night.
High praise for Mason Shaw from his head coach, John Hines, and what a story that continues to develop in his career coming out of the gates. 12:32 mark in the Wild on the board, making it 1-0, and then his line mate later bookending it, Vinny Lettieri, getting the eventual game winner, 3-2 the final. The Wild defeat the Senators. We'll take a breather, come back with more from the Wild postgame show, powered by XL Energy. You are listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
Yeah, it's nice, and we have a lot of good opponents coming up, and like our coach says, we're playing with house money right now. We're trying to put a lot of pressure on the guys in front of us and just use the momentum from tonight to stay in it and try to earn ourselves a spot.
That was Vinny Lettieri talking about his squad's 3-2 victory here over the Ottawa Senators this evening at the X. Welcome back to the Bob Kurtz Radio Center. The Wild, very thankful for that fourth line doing really, really good things. The scoring was started by the fourth line and Mason Shaw back in the first period. And then in the third period, Vinny Lettieri off a great turnover forced by Mason Shaw. He didn't get credited with an assist. It was technically unassisted, but credit to Mason Shaw for helping make this play happen. And of course, for Vinny Lettieri finishing in the Toyota shift of the game.
Mason Shaw trying to knife the free. Came open.
And that lead would hold up through the rest of the way. Vinny Lettieri getting the Toyota shift of the game, presented by Toyota, official vehicle of the Minnesota Wild. Lettieri's first goal since December 18th is the game winner as the Wild pull within 6 points of the Los Angeles Kings for that final wild card spot in the West. We'll take a breather. We'll wrap everything up here tonight and get you set for a big one on Thursday, the Wild taking on the Avalanche. But here tonight, the Wild 3, the Senators 2. You're listening to Wild Hockey presented by XL Energy.
Doesn't much matter. Sanderson back of his cage. Snaps a long pass ahead. Stolen by Kaprizov, who tips in. The final seconds winding down. The Minnesota Wild get back in the win column. They hang on to beat the Ottawa Senators 3-2 here in St. Paul. As Marc-Andre Fleury gets the win. And Vinny Lettieri on the back half of the third period with the eventual game-winning goal.
Vinny Lettieri, the hero this evening after the Wild taking a 2-1 lead in the third, saw that lead evaporate, but then it was Vinny Lettieri at the 13:04 mark of the third period, getting the Wild back in the lead, and that would hold 3-2 the final over the Ottawa Senators. The Wild now in the standings, 4 points behind, or make that 6 points behind the LA Kings as they move to 36-29-9 on the air with 81 total points, and they will take on the Colorado Avalanche on Thursday, a big one there. Of course, the Avalanche, number 2 in the Western Conference, at least the Central Division. They have 100 points tied with the Stars up there. They are playoff bound, and they are a dangerous squad, and they have been dangerous to the Wild throughout this year. Of course, back in November, these two teams met. The Avalanche won that series opening game 3-2 here at the X. They met again at Ball Arena in March, and if you remember, Kirill Kaprizov took a very controversial penalty. I didn't see it as a penalty, and many others didn't, but it was called a penalty, and the Avalanche took advantage of that 4-on-3 in overtime to defeat the Wild. So they have the series lead now 2-0. Philip Gustafson started both contests for the Wild. He is 0-1-1.2, 2.47 goals against and a 9.23 save percentage against them. We'll see who John Hines will choose to start on Thursday, but it should be a very fun game here. Of course, Kevin Faulness will be back here. We eagerly await his return for another great night of hockey here in St. Paul. Special thanks goes out to Aaron Sickman, Dylan Daniel, Jackson Riebel, and of course, the All-Star Alexis Pearson, Colin Landsteiner as well. Thank you very much to them for making this job very, very easily. And for Joe O'Donnell and Tom Reed, I'm Zach Halverson saying so long from St. Paul in the Xcel Energy Center. Again, the final tonight, the Minnesota Wild take down the Ottawa Senators by a final of 3-2. Have a great night here all across the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. We will see you Thursday. This has been Minnesota Wild Hockey presented by Xcel Energy.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Wild Hockey.
He's in alone on Flurry. Bukestad made a move. Flurry made the save on his forehanded snapshot in tight.
Join us next time right here for more Wild Hockey action.
Squeeze loose Boldy to Zuccarello. Tapped up Kaprizov. Score!
Wild Hockey is an exclusive presentation of the Minnesota Wild, the National Hockey League, and the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.